Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Now, for introductions, I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Jennifer Chien. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Kevin, and welcome to today's WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. My name is Jennifer Chien, and I will be the moderator for this call. This call is being recorded, and early next week, an MP3 file and presentation will be available on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. You may replay it at your convenience. If you have not yet joined the e-meeting, please do so now. An e-meeting URL is available to you from the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Today's presenters are Surya Dagyerala and Bhushan Lakhani. Surya Dagyerala is an advisory software engineer of IBM Software Group. He is currently leading the efforts to improve the runtime performance of WebSphere version 6.1. Prior to this, he was the team lead for WebSphere process choreographer responsible for performance and architecture of BPE engine. He has over 10 years of experience in various fields of the computer industry, including object-oriented programming, application architecture, and performance. Bhushan Lakhani is a software engineer of IBM Software Group. He is currently working on WAS 6.1 Regression Patrol and Regression Resolution. He led WAS 6.1 Tuning Guide development effort. He has over 5 years of IT experience in application programming, system performance, and autonomics computing benchmarking. Today's topic is WebSphere Application Server Performance Monitoring and Tooling. The webcast will include a PowerPoint presentation. During the presentation, all lines will be muted. After the presentation, I will ask attendees to answer a few quick questions via e-meeting polling. After that, the lines will open for a question and answer period. You can adjust the side and bottom scrolls to make the presentation more centered and viewable. If the view is too small, under view, make sure the make share area full screen and fit share area to window is unchecked, or just click on default view. If you are in the e-meeting, you will see the presentation. If you are unable to access the e-meeting at this time, you may access the presentation from the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site by clicking View Presentation link or by going to any IBM.com site and type in 7007920 in the search box. At this time, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Surya and Bhushan.
Thanks, Jennifer. It is Surya. This is the third in our series of WebSphere application server performance and tuning presentations. Today's WSD session focuses on how to monitor the performance and how to diagnose the performance issues running your applications in WebSphere. So WebSphere offers many different tools that can track the transactions, monitor the system resources and the health, and also provide some advice on the tuning. Even though today's session will be useful for anyone using WebSphere, the system administrators will benefit greatly from today's presentation. A slide two, please. Purpose of this today's meeting, after completing this session, you should be able to understand how to monitor and diagnose the performance of applications on WebSphere application server environment, and identify the performance issues unique to the administrators, and also how to seamlessly integrate third-party monitoring tools into WebSphere application server, and know more about the IBM Tivoli Composite Application Management or ITCAM tool set, and we will discuss some performance issues and trade-offs with the monitoring tools. Slide three, please. This is the agenda for today. Slide four, please. I'm going to go over the performance tools overview. The WebSphere performance monitoring tools presented today are the performance monitoring infrastructure, that is the PMI. PMI collects performance data on applications and the application server during runtime and provides interfaces that allow external applications to access this data. The PMI data can be monitored and analyzed using Tivoli Performance Viewer and other Tivoli tools like third-party tools and are tools that users can write themselves to using the PMI interface. Tivoli Performance Viewer, TPV graphically displays the PMI data and lets you visualize the usage of key resources like the connections or thread pools, or caches, application metrics like the response time or a number of requests, and basic system metrics. The views provided by the TPV can help you to locate bottlenecks, tune the system, and also find slow or frequently used EJVs and servlets. There is another feature in WebSphere that is called Performance Advisors. There are two Performance Advisors. One is the Runtime Performance Advisor that runs in the application server process and automatically issues tuning recommendations as part of the standard WebSphere warning messages. There is another variant of the advisor that is called the Tivoli Performance Advisor, or TPA, that runs in TPV and issues recommendations based on the TPV data when requested by the user. We have another feature called the Request Metrics. Request Metrics captures the response times for a transaction as it progresses through a multi-tiered application and records this information in the logs. A request metrics is very much configurable and allows you to use filters to specify exactly what requests should have their transactions traced. A request metrics can also provide this data via the application response measurement interface or the ARM interface. This is an industry standard interface that any third-party provider also can write their tools. Tivoli monitoring tools, apart from the above mentioned tools that are part of the WebSphere application server itself, Tivoli has a bunch of tools that can go beyond the usage of these above tools and get you a much better view of the performance inside the application server. PMI data is also used here for monitoring purposes in these ITCAM suite of products from Tivoli. Just to mention, they are like ITCAM for RTTR, the response time tracking, which has the ARM support, or the Tivoli Composite Application Manager for WebSphere, or ITCAM for J2E operations. Bhushan is going to go over in detail about this PMI, TPV, and the performance advisors, and then I will go a little bit into the request metrics and the TPV suite of products later.
Thank you, Surya. That was a good introduction on WebSphere monitoring tools. Now let's go in some more depth. Can we go to slide 6?
Yep.
Performance monitoring infrastructure. As mentioned before, PMI collects performance data on applications and the application server during runtime and makes it available to external applications. PMI provides performance metrics for various WebSphere application server components, but the data that's available depends on what statistics are enabled. I will run quickly through them. Basic provides the statistics specified in J2E 1.4, as well as some top statistics like CPU usage and live HTTP sessions. This is enabled out of box and provides basic performance data about runtime and application components. We will talk about performance impact of each of these levels in coming slides. The next level is extended, which provides the basic set plus key statistics from various WebSphere application server components like dynamic caching, WLM. The next level is all, which provides all the statistics except those defined in Java Virtual Machine Programming Interface, which are enabled with JVM arguments. In addition, we can also define custom set of PMI statistics containing only the counters that we are interested in. This will allow to incur cost of metrics only which we are interested in. In WebSphere version 6, now new statistics are provided for HA Manager, Java Messaging, DCS. I would like to mention, PMI is enabled by default with basic setting. If PMI is disabled and needs to be enabled, it can be done via admin console, and enabling PMI needs system restart. However, changing the monitoring level, that is going from basic to extended, that doesn't need system server restart and can be done at runtime. Slide 7, please. PMI overhead. PMI is designed to be lightweight, low overhead service that lets you monitor a production environment with minimal impact. In version 6, PMI service is enabled out of box with some with basic instrumentation. However, there always is some overhead. This chart shows the request per seconds produced by trained benchmark applications with 50 clients, and these are the various monitoring configurations. Like looking at the chart from left to right, we have PMI disabled, where PMI service is completely disabled and presents no overhead. Then we have PMI enabled, where PMI is enabled but no metrics are being monitored. Then we have basic, where metrics in basic sets are monitored. This is the default out-of-box configuration. Then we see extended, where metrics in extended sets are monitored, and all, where all metrics without JVMPI are monitored. The second last column is for custom, where we see extended PMI metrics and JVMPI metrics on where only we are monitoring garbage collections and thread activity. And the last one is full, where we are monitoring all the extended PMI metrics and all JVMPI metrics. As you can see, as more and more counters are enabled, the impact on throughput increases. The overhead from basic setting is less than 3%, while the overhead from extended setting is around 4%. So this is pretty minimal impact. The overhead from custom options like JVMPI GC and JVMPI thread data is approximately 10%, but produces a full set of most useful metrics which we need. And a custom set with all JVMPI metrics is greatest overhead, which is around 35%. Thus, the way PMI is configured can have effect on the usefulness and overhead of monitoring. So, with PMI, try to enable only the counters that you are interested in. If you don't know which counters you want, start with the default set, which is basic, and increase it as needed instead of enabling them all right away. The more PMI data there is to, the more counters we enable, more PMI data we have to serialize, deserialize, and store, and greater is the impact. Slide 8, please. So now let's get into the Tivoli Performance Viewer. Slide 9. Tivoli Performance Viewer is a real-time performance monitoring tool for WebSphere application server that provides graphical view of PMI data. Data you can visualize includes application resources like servlets, EJVs, WebSphere application runtime resources like thread pools, connection pools, JVM memory, and other products or applications that use PMI APIs to provide metrics. Tivoli Performance Viewer for version 6 provides much tighter integration. Prior to version 6, TPV was a thick client Java application which has to be started separately, but now it's implemented as part of administrative console. As a result, TPV is available through web browser and is accessed in course of normal server administration or configuration. Being integrated with admin console, TPV runs as part of WebSphere processes. However, the architecture is designed to minimize the overhead of active monitoring and reduce the impact of performance. And WebSphere version 6 TPV maintains the same functionality as version 5 TPV, and it provides some more features, which are monitoring and logging can be enabled on per server basis, which provides better scalability and less overhead. Also, the refresh rate and buffer size can be set at a per user and per server basis for greater flexibility. TPV on high level performs 4 tasks. First, data polling. It pulls PMI data using JMX API to retrieve performance data from PMI mbeans. Second, it does data buffering. PMI TPV keeps all data in in-memory buffer, which is of configurable size. A larger buffer results in more heap size being used to store data, so application server heap size may have to be tuned to avoid heap contentions. Also, the overhead is minimal for copying data into buffer. Third, it does data displaying. TPV displays data in admin console in graph or table form using various JSPs and servlets. Lastly, it does data logging, where it can log PMI data to disk. Once you have logged the data, you can import it to admin console later and analyze it. Slide 10, please. This is a screenshot of what Tivoli Performance Viewer looks like. To get into Tivoli Performance Viewer, on Admin Console, click Monitoring and Tuning, then Performance Viewer, then click Current Activity and select the server name. Just as an FYI, SVG must be installed to view the graphs. Firefox has SVG support. IE and Netscape users can download SVG plugin from Adobe. It's completely free. To view the metrics data under server, you have to click to performance modules and check the modules you want to view. Then you need to click on view modules and you can either get graph view or table view, and you can switch between these views. Also, to configure logging, you have to simply click on server name, settings, logs. Here we can set the duration, file size, number of files. Logging can be enabled by going to table view or graph view by clicking start logging, and it can be disabled from here itself. Now let's talk a bit about TPV overhead. As I mentioned previously, TPV in version 6 is lightweight monitoring tool, so we can easily monitor the statistics. However, to still minimize the impact and get better performance, we can follow some general guidelines, which are: first, be selective about monitoring performance modules. Start with default PMI setting and monitor counters only which you are interested in. More counters you select, the more data to serialize, deserialize across network, and more overhead. Second, use reasonable refresh rate. PMI data must be serialized, deserialized, and stored for every refresh. So fewer the number of refresh, the lower the overhead. Third, use appropriate buffer size. TPV stores all its data in memory, so larger the buffer, the more heap is used. So set buffer size to smallest value that can be contained, that can contain the monitored data. To give example, let's say for an hour of history with 2 minute refresh rate, set buffer size to 30. And if monitoring is required over long period of time, considering logging the data and later viewing it. Fourth, we can play around the data display mode. TPV can show data both in graph form or table form. However, the table form is least expensive display method, though using SVG graph is slightly more costly. If at all possible, use browser that supports SVG via plugin or natively. Mozilla has this support. And fifth, like selectively monitor, you can go for selectively monitored servers. This is something new in version 6, where you can choose servers in an ND environment which you wish to monitor. So monitor only the server which you need, and this reduces the overhead. So these were some of the guidelines to reduce TPV overhead. However, believe me, TPV in version 6 is much lighter than the one available in version 5. Slide 11. Now let's talk about performance advisors. Slide 12. Performance advisors. As we all know, tuning WebSphere is critical to get the best performance for our website. In many environments, the default tunings may be sufficient, but in other situations, to get optimal performance, we need to analyze performance data and make changes. Doing this requires considerable knowledge about the components in WebSphere and their performance characteristics. So here, performance advisors helps us by encapsulating this knowledge and analyzing performance data to provide configuration recommendation that will improve application server performance. Thus, the performance advisors provide a starting point to application server tuning process and can provide assistance without requiring in-depth knowledge. For example, let's say application server pools for connections and threads can be tuned using advisors. Application server polling uses an existing thread or connection from pool instead of creating a new instance for each request. Because each thread or connection in pool consumes memory and increases the context switching cost, pool size is an important configuration parameter. A pool that is too large can hurt performance as much as pool that is too small. So here, performance advisor uses PMI information about current pool usage, minimum and maximum pool size, and the application server CPU utilization to recommend the efficient values for pool size. As Surya mentioned, there are two performance advisors. The runtime performance advisors runs in application server process and automatically issues recommendation as part of standard WebSphere warning messages. And Tivoli Performance Viewer, which runs in TPV and will analyze the data stored in TPV buffer to provide recommendation when requested by user. We will talk more about these advisors in coming slides. Slide 13, please. This is a screenshot of Tivoli Performance Advisor. To get to it, simply click on Advisor link within Tivoli Performance Viewer. It gives some information on top about what is going on with current system and what resources are doing. It gives alerts and warnings at the bottom. Performance Advisor gives advice on resources like threads, data connections, data sources, session utilization, and it can give advice on both configuration and runtime performance. On the screenshot, we see alerts at the bottom. Let's walk through one of the alerts shown. I apologize, the screenshot does not show the content of alert, but I can talk about it. So the second alert is about data source maximum connection pool size. In this scenario, data source maximum connection pool size was configured with a size of 5, down from the default value of 10, and the runtime performance advisor issued an alert to increase the maximum connection pool to 7. Applying this advice, our lab test had shown a 9% improvement in throughput. So I just wanted to give this example to tell that performance advisor advice can improve performance. Slide 14, please. This is a screenshot of configuring runtime performance advisor. Runtime performance advisor runs in application server process. Runtime performance advisor analyzes the PMI data of WebSphere application server using general performance principles, best practices, and WebSphere specific rules of tuning. The advisor provides advice on how to set configuration parameter to better tune WebSphere application server. Performance advisor overhead is minimal. The overhead is in form of one additional thread that analyzes PMI data and provides advice on configuration changes that may improve performance. And cost of this background thread is really negligible. Slide 15, please. This is another screenshot of runtime performance advisor configuration where you can select which performance modules we would like to analyze and get recommendation. Here I would like to spend some time on mentioning few things that we need to consider while using advisors. First, the runtime performance advisor should be used under realistic workload conditions similar to those expected in performance environment. If the advisor is used during ramp up, ramp down, or when the load does not represent the production workload, misleading advices can be issued. Second, we should be aware that advice and results from runtime performance advisors can vary from one environment to another, where the application, topology, hardware, and load requirements vary. Lastly, runtime performance advisor can be used independently or in conjunction with hand-tuning procedures. The advisor are designed to find bottleneck and other performance problems within application server. So we need to be aware that using advisor does not replace the need to analyze and tune the components of environments such as operating system, database, network. And of course, these considerations also apply to Tivoli performance advisors. Slide 16, please. This is a screenshot of runtime performance advisor. The advice messages are written directly in server systemout.log. Let's talk about benefits yielded by implementing advice provided by runtime performance advisor. I don't know if the screenshot content is visible enough, but I can talk about it. In this scenario, we had a default live session cache, which is 1000. The runtime performance advisor issued an alert that the session cache is smaller than the average number of live sessions, which is 1900, and it recommended to increase the session cache to 1500. And we all know, with current session, with session cache, the overflow session cache is used instead of main session cache, and this can hurt performance. Since if the session cache fills up, overflow sessions are written in secondary tables, and retrieving from the secondary tables is not efficient and hurts performance. So on applying this advice, we have seen 12% improvement on our benchmark application. does performance advisor advise can improve performance and definitely improves performance. So this was brief overview of PMI, TPV and advisor. Here I will hand over to Surya and he will take us to the remaining of the presentation. Next slide, please.
Thanks, Bhushan. Now, so far we have seen the general performance monitoring and getting to see how the resources are being used. But what about if you want to track a specific individual transaction from end to end? That's where the request metrics feature comes in. Request metrics is a tool. Slide 18, please. As you can see here, the request metrics, this is the overview. Request metrics is a tool to track the individual transactions, and we can recording and correlating the processing times in each of the major WebSphere application server components. So basically, we can track the whole transaction and record the response times and all the elapsed times. The information tracked can be either written to the log files or later for the later analysis, or it can be sent to an ARM agent like the Tivoli's IT cam for RTT, or it can do both. As a transaction flows through the system, request metrics adds information to the transaction so that the log records from each component can be correlated, compiling a complete picture of the transaction. A request matrix transaction log can help detect performance problems and understand what components on the code path consumes the most amount of time. For example, the logged flow can help determine if a transaction is spending most of its time in the web server plugin or the web container or the JB container or the database. The response time collected for each level includes the time spent at that level and the time spent in the lower levels as well. For example, if a total response time for a servlet is measured at 130 milliseconds in the output log, and it includes 38 milliseconds for each JB and JDBC path length, then you know we have to deduce that it is 92 milliseconds can be attributed to the servlet process. There are various filters that can make our job easier here to isolate a specific individual component for tracking the transactions. Slide 19, please. Here is a snapshot of the request metrics from the admin console. How do we set up, make sure the prepare request metric prepare servers for request metrics collection is checked, and we can also make sure that the trace levels is set to at least hops. There are various trace levels that we can use that will give the finer details. For instance, hops option, if you are selecting that trace level, writing request traces at process boundaries is what it does. We have other options like the more detailed options like the performance debug or the debug. We recommend the performance debug for optimum overhead and the information that we get. Because the request matrix tracks individual transactions, using it, you know, it has some performance implication on the system. However, this can be mitigated by the use of the request filtering capabilities as shown here. We have around 5 or 6 filters, around 6 filters with the request metrics. The information, because the request metrics tracks individual transactions and the filtering capabilities, you can enable either you can use the information that is outputted to the WebSphere logs, or you can select a third-party ARM agent like the ITCAM for RTT, which I will go through next. So when we have the isolated problem areas, use request matrix filtering mechanism to focus specifically on those areas. For instance, we have isolated the problem to a particular servlet or an EJB method. Use the URI algorithms or the EJB filter to enable the instrumentation only for the servlet or EJB method. slide 20, please. Here is a typical output from that is sent to the standard weblogs. Typically, different components of the enterprise application might be hosted across several nodes in a distributed system. For example, the servlets might be hosted on one node, while the enterprise beans on which these servlets depend might be hosted on an entirely different node. When a request comes to a process, the process might send the request to one or more downstream processes. Trace records might be generated for each process with associated elapsed times for that process. These trace records might be correlated together to build a complete picture of the request flow through the distributed system. When a request is sent to the application server, request matrix captures the response times for the initiating request and as I mentioned, as any related downstream invocations as well. The system log file here shows the elapsed time for a JNDI lookup of an EJB. I'm sorry, I don't know whether you can see this, but there are three different points I want to highlight here in this output. One is the elapsed time for a JNDS lookup for a specific EJB. The second one is the elapsed time for an EJB method invocation. Like here, I'm looking at the find by primary key method. And also a JDBC method call. As shown in this output, the correlators are set there as seen in the parent and the current standard there. But it is difficult to see the parent-child relationship without a GUI or a tool to parse the log files. There is no ARM agent that is shipped with WebSphere, and this is where the ARM agents like the IT Camp or RTT come into picture. Slide 21, please. Request matrix has been considerably enhanced in WebSphere 6.0. We have added additional request metric instrumentation. Now we have the ability to trace the transactions for the web services, JMS messaging, async beans, like for instance trace the works and alarms in async beans. In addition, we also added new types of filters, like the web services filter and the JMS filter. So this is all about the request metrics, but as I mentioned, the request metrics data is difficult to correlate and get a complete picture to identify, which component it's spending a lot of time. So there is an opportunity here to integrate the IT Cam for RTT from Tivoli. Slide 23, please. Yeah, now we'll go over the some of the application management tools offered by the Tivoli for performance monitoring and analysis. Depending on the specific requirements, if deep dive information is needed, then IT Cam for WebSphere can be used, which is also very useful for the development environment. Normally, depending on size and complexity of environment, a mix of IT Cam for WebSphere and IT Cam for JTE operations may be the best way. When looking at response times, the ARM, as shown earlier, IT Cam for RTT would be useful to trace and display the topology of how a transaction executes beyond WebSphere. All these products support an interface called the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, which is a browser-based and can have windows open to any other browser interface-supported product or console. Slide 24, please. Okay, now we will go a little bit into the IT Cam for response time. IT Cam for response time tracking version 6.0 is an evolution from IBM Tivoli monitoring for transaction performance for 5.3. The main usage for IT Cam for RTT is to monitor response times and end user experience, follow the transactions, and isolate problems by each component. Slide 25, please. The main value of this tool is transactions can be tracked from machine to machine. So if you have a distributed system, so problems can be quickly located anywhere along the transaction path. As you can see, we can use this for Kixer IMS transactions as well. Slide 26, please. The ITCAM for ITCAM for response time tracking can be integrated, can work with ITCAM for WebSphere to get to the real performance bottleneck very quickly. With in context launch of ITCAM for WebSphere support, it's very easy to isolate a problem in the enterprise application. ITCAM for RTT locates the offending server, and it can also launch the ITCAM for WebSphere, and the tool goes straight to the offending server. This can enable the subject matter expert or the specific to straight to the problem, and the problem resolution time is shortened considerably. Slide 27, please. ITCAM for RTT displays real-time data on the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. So we have the data, even though we integrate the ITCAM for RTT with request metrics, the data that's collected will be displayed on a separate Tivoli Enterprise Portal. It can also integrate with other Tivoli monitors like Tivoli Enterprise Console. The other important application management tool from Tivoli is, as I mentioned, the ITCAM for WebSphere. ITCAM for WebSphere, it provides the comprehensive diagnostics and the performance metrics across a portal, J2EE, Kix, and IMS to enable quick resolution of performance problems. Provides advanced memory analysis and leak detection. It can directly go to the leak suspect. And it also provides the rational integration to provide production application trace data to the developers. So we can go directly to, if we integrate this to rational tools, we can directly go to the line number of the problem. Overall, ITCAM for WebSphere is a very powerful tool that can capture and isolate production issues and hand off to development with precise diagnostic data for complete lifecycle management. There is one more tool from Tivoli that's called ITCAM for J2EE. That is useful for using and diagnosing performance issues on any J2EE application server, whether it's WebSphere or it can be WebLogic. This concludes the brief overview of the Tivoli ITCAM tools. In addition to the information provided in this session, you can also get more information from other resources mentioned here. Next slide, please. These are the other resources that I mentioned earlier. When using this, make sure you have gone through all these product resources along with the data that is provided today. So this concludes the session for today.
Thank you, Sarah and Bhushan, for a great presentation. At this point, Kevin, we would like to open the line for questions.
Thank you. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. Again, that's star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to give everyone an opportunity to signal. We'll take our first question from Andy Caprio from Prudential. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for doing the presentation. I have a question. Is the TPV, Tivoli Performance Viewer, available as a standalone component like it is in WebSphere version 5?
No. With WebSphere 6.0 onwards, we made it as a thin client and integrated it. We don't have a standalone like you mentioned in earlier releases like V5. One thing that you can do though is like if you want to record the the data, and later on, if you want to analyze, you can do so. You can save that to your file, and then later on, you can analyze that. But no, there is no separate standalone TPV.
But that requires the admin console to be running in order to turn that on to record it, or is that something can be configured without the admin console?
At this point, you need to have the admin console you can import that file into the admin console. There is no way you can, use any other tool and, view that.
Are you familiar whether or not that's going to emerge as a standalone, or is that,
Because, it used to be a standalone before, but, because, we have merged it and made it as part of the admin console as a lightweight, at this point, I'm not aware of any moves to make it as a standalone. Because there are other tools from IBM for a standalone analysis, like as I mentioned, some TPV, Tivoli, IT CAM tools.
Yeah, and I know a lot of other people are moving away from and doing all fully automated builds, and the admin console just isn't something we're enabling, so it almost precludes us from using TPV. So I just was curious. It was very convenient to have it as a standalone where, as needed, we could go in and attach, do what we needed to do, and then, without having to need the console. But thanks for the answer.
Yeah, and one reason for going away from standalone is in that case, we have to go for out-of-process JMX call, and then it starts getting heavier, during runtime. So, that's why we have it in process and get more and more. The overhead is very, very minimal.
We'll take our next question from the site of Bart Tagg with IBM. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. You mentioned there was some integration between ITCAM for RTT and ITCAM for WebSphere, where ITCAM for RTT can launch ITCAM for WebSphere to drill down for more specifics. Is there a similar relationship between these products and ITCAM for SOA, and is it compatible with all of the other ITCAM products?
Yes, all these ITCAM products are compatible, and of course they do have a common portal to display all the data. You can use instead of ITCAM for WebSphere, yes, ITCAM for SOA. They're all they can be integrated.
Okay, you also mentioned it was an ITCAM for J2EE. I assume if you have WebSphere, you would use the ITCAM for WebSphere instead of the other?
Yes, yeah. ITCAM for WebSphere and ITCAM for J2EE. It's with the J2EE, it is not only specific to the IBM WebSphere, but any J2EE application server can be, monitored. So it's you can say maybe a subset of the JTE, maybe the ITCAM for WebSphere.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, press *1 on your phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off so that your signal can reach us. Once again, as a reminder, please press *1 on your touchtone phone if you'd like to ask a question. We go next to Mohammed Arif with IBM. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Arif, and I was looking at the data, and you guys are referring to that it pulls data from different WAS servers. So this Tivoli ITCAM, do you have to install on every server separately? And how did you do it when you have clustered environment?
Yeah, you have the cluster server ITCAM for, you can specify this for, okay, I want to use in an ND environment. Right, It will have specific pieces of program installed on separate cluster members, and it knows how to get the data and pull the data from each individual node.
Okay, so are you saying that I should install on ND manager?
Yeah, yeah. And when you are installing, you can specify. I'm planning to use this to monitor an ND environment.
Okay. And does it automatically do the instrumentation of servers?
Yes, the instrumentation. And you have the ability to specify, okay, I want to get the data only from this cluster member, or I want to get the data from the overall cluster.
Yes.
That you have the ability to specify that, and then it can pull the data from whatever cluster member you want or the overall data.
And what if you're looking at it, when you create a request matrix, and in our case, we have an environment where we set up and we have load balancer in front of it, so we don't know which server will request will be accessed. So in that case, what happens? Does it still work when you don't know which app server or which instance of app server in a cluster environment will the request be served?
That is like similar to any TPV too, right? You know, in TPV, even again the load balancing, right? The request can go to any of the cluster members, right?
Yeah.
So in that case, what we do normally with TPV is like, of course, we enable the, required performance modules on each individual node, right? And then it will track and monitor the transactions that are spread to that particular cluster member.
Okay.
Yeah, because you don't need to do anything, because I know that the load balancer will spray the load to individual cluster members, but
yeah.
You are interested mainly in how that particular cluster member is performing.
Yes.
Right, under the given load that has gone to that cluster member.
Okay. And the last, another question. Can I ask another question?
Yeah, sure.
In case of IT Camp for RTT, where you mentioned that it can go down to the line in the code.
That is the IT Camp for WebSphere. If you are integrating that to a rational product.
Do you want to, can you please tell that if a development environment is not on the same machine, then what happens? User has to give the logs to the developer and he can import them, and that's when it will go down to the code?
You can actually integrate that to, you can specify, okay, I have the, my rational architecture, whatever you use for, development, right? And you can configure it so that the data can be pushed to that particular rational tool, and then let us say you have a memory leak and there is an offending specific class where you're allocating a memory.
Yeah.
It can directly go to that particular suspect.
Okay. Thank you. That's it for me.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press *1 on your touchtone phone. Again, that's *1 to ask a question. We go next to Kevin Cho with JPMorgan Chase. Please go ahead.
Yes. You mentioned earlier about IT can support for J2E application server. Trying to understand what type of mechanism is used. Is that JMX remote API or SMP or some other mechanism that you have?
All these tools, IT Camp tools, still use our PMI interface. So it will gather the data from our, if you're using the WebSphere specifically.
Right.
Yeah, right. But if you have the other, application servers like the, like BEA or, yes, it has the JMX interface, and it will use that to just get, because we have, because PMI again is implementing the general J2E spec, right? So whatever is the implementation of that JMX, yes, it will go and, get the data from that application server.
Okay, the follow-up question is, how about support for JSI-174, the standard JVM management object? Will that be enabled in WebSphere 6 or beyond?
Can you say that again, please?
The JSI-174?
Yep.
Okay. Is that currently supported in WebSphere version 6 today?
JSR-174 is the
the JVM management object.
JVM PI, right? JVM.
JVM management and monitoring specification.
I think JSR-174. I'm not sure. I have to get back to you whether that is implemented at this point. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, and then the final question is in terms of the specific interoperability with other network management tool using SNMP. Could you provide with any of your thoughts or information regarding any future support of the J2EE SNMP standard agent and the JVM standard agent in WebSphere 6 and beyond.
JVM, I'm sorry, can you repeat the question again?
Trying to understand if WebSphere 6 has any plan to support the two standards SNMP agent that has been published as a reference implementation. One is for JSR 174, one is for JSR 77.
We don't have any, our next plan will be actually WebSphere 7.0.
Okay.
That is actually, we don't have the schedules out yet. But, I will definitely take that as to see whether we have the plans.
Because that will be very beneficial if we're talking about integration with the existing, network management platform that we have in place.
And again, we have two things here. Like, one is the tool set that, as we mentioned, that are part of WebSphere, and there is a separate tool set from Tivoli, right? So both the plan for these two, there are like two parallel streams, right? So we have to make sure, which one is going to be implemented, if at all. I have to check that. Because they have, like, we have a parallel stream, like, for instance, WebSphere 6.0 has we have ITCAM 6.0 versions. So I will, can I get back to you?
Not a problem. It's just trying to make an inquiry.
Once again, it's star one for questions. And we have a follow-up from Andy Caprio with Prudential.
Yeah, hi. I didn't get on the call immediately, and I may have missed this, but is there any documentation that speaks to the overhead of enabling PMI within WebSphere?
Yes, we do have. I think there are, as Bhushan mentioned, the overhead is minimal if you're using, there is a document, I think, we can, if you go to, I think, slide, some of the earlier slides has that quantification. But just briefly mentioning about the basic has less than 3% overhead. And, if you have extended, which we recommend, is less than 4% overhead. Of course, as we increase the monitoring capabilities and include the JVM PA and all the profiling capabilities there, it can go up to 35%.
Okay. But having it enabled and turned low, is there any discussion about that? I know you have to enable it to start, and then you can tweak, I guess, going from like a low to a maximum, right?
Yes. Yeah. By default, yes. PMI is enabled, to disable or enable, of course, you have to restart the app server. But you can go from basic to extended or anything without restarting, or it can change. You can change.
My question speaks to if I in production and want to enable it and have it turned on. Is there overhead to having it turned on in a very low, or even if there's such a thing as having it sort of dormant, and then only when I have a problem, rather than having to restart the JVM or application, I can then just attach the TPD and then turn up to maximum?
Yeah, that's the reason why we recommend that it should be turned on, because otherwise you can't use TPV or other tools to monitor if you have a production issue there, right? So your question is, okay, I will turn it on in the beginning itself. What is the overhead? As I mentioned, it is just under 3%, if you're using a basic set.
Okay, just to have it on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Around 2.4 or 2.5%, to be specific, that we observed in the lab.
Okay. Thank you.
Once again, it's star one for questions. And at this time, there are no further questions.
At this time, we will conclude this presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. Remember, a replay of this presentation will be available on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site within early next week. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will also be announced on this site. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Sir and Bhushan, for presenting today. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this does conclude today's conference call. At this time, I'd like to thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect and have a great day.